Julia, what is the ketogenic diet? What is it?
The ketogenic diet is a diet that absolutely, when it works, cures children of epilepsy. And it is a high-fat, low-protein, low-carbohydrate diet. And it's fascinating because it's been in use since the 1920s at the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins. And it was the only treatment for epilepsy. By the way, it also works on adults, but it has been used mainly on children. Then in the 1930s and 40s, guess what happened?
It went away.
Because, guess why? Pharmaceuticals became the rage. And the doctors stopped recommending that children be put on the diet. As a matter of fact, the reason it's actually back in prominence today, and it is in a big way, is that a Hollywood producer, writer, director named Jim Abrams, who, do you remember the Airplane series, the movies?
Yeah.
Back in the 80s?
Yeah.
Well, Jim is the guy who did those movies. And in 1994, his baby named Charlie had intractable seizures. That means they just wouldn't quit.
Oh, geez.
And he went to, you know, Jim went to the best places in California, you know, and the doctors kept putting this poor child on more and more drugs. And there's a video, because he was on Dateline NBC, there's actually a video that I have a link to from Honest Medicine from my book that actually shows the child in a harness because he's so drugged out and, you know, bumping into walls. And Jim was like, this is impossible. And he started doing his own research, not to find another treatment, but to find out how he and his children and his wife were going to deal with having this sick, sick child.
Right.
In his searching, he reads about this diet that has had wonderful results and studies since the 1920s. Every decade there were studies. And he was like, why weren't we told about this diet? So he went to his doctor, and what do you think the doctor said? Oh, it won't work.
Of course, that's the first thing they say.
Isn't that horrible? So are you ready for this, George?
Hold on. Let me sit down. You can normally stand. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell me.
Yeah, sit down. Because the doctors convinced him, and I'm almost crying when I tell you, to have the baby go through a surgery on his brain.
Unbelievable.
He went through the surgery, and he kept having seizures afterwards. And then at that point, Jim said...
He threw his hands up.
He said, I've got to find out more about this diet. He took little Charlie to Johns Hopkins. They put him on the diet. Within 48 hours, he became seizure-free.
48 hours?
48 hours.
Now, when you talk about this kind of high-fat diet, low-protein, low-carb, exactly what do you eat?
Well, this is the interesting thing. It has to be calibrated. They do eat a lot of things that we wouldn't consider healthy.
Like what?
Like butter and cream and things like that. We wouldn't consider it healthy. But remember, it's not healthy to have seizures, and it's not healthy to be on drugs.
So you got to weigh the health aspects.
Yes, you've got to weigh it. But the wonderful thing about it is that, well, I shouldn't say wonderful. The difficult thing about it is that it must be calibrated exactly to each child, his height, his weight, his likes, his dislikes. And as a matter of fact, one of the chapters in my book is contributed by two of the dietitians, one of them, Millicent Kelly, who was the dietitian at Johns Hopkins from 1948 to 1998. And she tells about the diet in a way that I have never seen it described, you know, exactly how it's calibrated and how it's done and et cetera, et cetera. So this diet, you have to have committed parents to do the diet. But guess what? The doctors always say, well, oh, the parents wouldn't want to do it. Yes, they would.
Now, this is just, though, with people with epilepsy.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I just talked with Jim Abrams today,
right,
and they're doing a big conference with Meryl Streep. Meryl played a mother of a kid with epilepsy.
Yeah, she was in a movie about that. Yeah.
Yes. First Do No Harm. And Jim did that movie. So I was talking with Jim today about a conference that he is planning, and we were talking about how a lot of the parents are dissuaded from doing it, but they're excited to do it. If they find that they can stop their kids' seizures, they're over the moon with excitement. So I don't know why. I do know why the doctors discourage it, and I hate to say this, but, you know, it is much easier to prescribe drugs.